Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Kicking things off by going right to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Alex in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. A few people in the chat room wanted me to call up and tell you guys the story. I service computers in the area, and a certain woman called me over to her house. She just bought three new computers, and she wanted me to set them up for her. She has two sons. The one son is a cop in town, and he has an anger management problem. Not that that's related at all.
Gee, and, how unusual.
Yeah, and the other son went to high school with me. But she wanted me to set up those computers for her and her two sons. And I was working on the cop. The cop is named Brian, we'll call him. I went and was working on his computer in his room. See, the cop lives with his mom. And I set it all up, and I was just about getting done. I was installing some software, and he came home from his shift. And he came into the room, and he started undressing right in front of me. He stripped right down to his boxers, and he went to put his gun in his safe, but he couldn't remember the combination. Being that he has an anger management problem, he started flipping out. Now, it's important to note that his mother is about 400 pounds, and she blocks the entire doorway. So when she came in to talk to me, he couldn't get out of the room to try and figure out what the code was or go to where he needed to go to get the code. And while I'm there, he just burst out at his mother. He said, "Jesus effing Christ, move the F out of the way. You're so effing fat." And he was going on, and he was just completely screaming at her. And it's one of those situations where you need to hold your tongue because you really want to laugh because it's absolutely freaking hilarious, but you really can't.
You don't want to get beat up by the cop who's angry and trapped in his room by his overweight mother.
In his boxers.
Yeah, and you don't want him to flip out and shoot me because he can't get the gun in his safe. But it's quite amazing. He said to me that I better behave in town, and he knows what kind of car I drive. And he was trying to act all not motherly, but he wanted to act like an older brother in a sense and say, "You know, I've seen you around town. You know, you better use your turn signals and just stupid stuff." Like
Why did
that.
He lash out at you?
He didn't lash out at me. No, but he was. He was slamming his hands on the safe. He was screaming at his mother, just yelling all kinds of obscenities while I'm there in his boxers.
And during this tirade, he's saying things to you about how you better watch out, or was that in a different occasion?
That was before he went to go put the gun in the safe.
Okay. So he just decided to pick on you before he lost it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just amazing to me how he – because when you see a cop – in his boxers, flipping out, calling his mom, effing fat and stuff like that, it's really kind of, it makes them seem more human. And I think it was a good experience because it shows that, you know, they're people just like we are.
Well, that much is true. How old is this particular cop?
No, he must be 22. An interesting fact is that this woman, she put Brian through college selling junk on eBay.
Wow.
Which is just an interesting side fact there. But I think it's very important that, I think everybody should see everybody else, in the house. I think it just makes them seem a lot more human and a lot more like they get angry too. They have problems in their life. I think that was a very common
experience. You should just talk to some cops that'll be honest with you about their coworkers and the various different problems they have. Cops
probably have
are notorious.
An alcohol problem and an anger problem.
Notorious.
And probably divorced at least once too.
I went to go service his laptop even before he became a cop, and the wallpaper on the desktop was a picture of him doing a keg stand.
Sweet.
Not all cops are alcoholics, certainly, but the proportions of cops who are alcoholics is higher than the general public.
And, you know, I bet that he's done marijuana himself, and I wouldn't be surprised if he did. But he told me that he's arrested people at the high school for doing it, and I think he's such a hypocrite.
He absolutely is. Anything else you want to share tonight, Alex?
No, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for making it.
If you think that law enforcement officers at police stations or something have their own social dynamics going on, imagine when you take correctional officers and give them cheap housing around a prison where it costs $20 or $100 to live for a month rather than, you know, I mean, this
really?
Is,
yeah, they do that?
Oh, yes. They subsidize that housing. Well, if you can imagine if there's some emergency at the prison, who do you want? I mean, those are the first people that they call, so that's why they do that.
Is that just Florida, though? I'm not sure that they do that in every state.
I can't tell you. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I only know Florida.
So what goes on out there? Since they have all that extra money they spend on alcohol, is that the idea?
Wife swapping crazy stuff. Just the craziest things you've ever heard of.
Now, you heard about this from the correctional officer.
I was their staff canteen operator. I was right there.
So you hear him talking about all the stuff they did.
I'd see the fist fights and hear the arguments and,
wow.
and all that other stuff that went on. That's my wife! My wife!
Well, to some extent, I'm sure, being that you're a government employee and that you do have a certain amount of power, I think that people sort of self-select for that. So you do get a certain personality type as a corrections officer, as a police officer. But also, when you have a large group of males spending a large amount of time together without a lot of females around, I think there's a tendency to be a little bit...
These people had their wives there. They lived in trailers right there surrounding the prison. They had a bachelor officer's
quarters.
Right,
but not in a canteen when you saw them, right? I mean, as far as what the stories they were telling, they might have been a little bit more blunt in front of you is what I'm saying. Because they're working in a men's prison, and I presume most, if not all of them, were men. So,
certainly not all by any stretch. They had female officers, and they were basically safe because of the rules that would the things that would happen to the inmates that went anywhere near them. It happened that they got touched or molested, but it was rare.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. I think that one of the other things you'll find, because a lot of cops have anger management issues, is their home lives are fairly tumultuous, even when they're not necessarily living around other cops. But physical, domestic abuse and violence and things like that. And it's not fair to. I'm not painting all of them that way. They're obviously not all that way. But it's just that's been my experience of knowing some of them.
Yeah, whenever you make broad blanket statements like this, you're always wrong some of the time. I'm just relaying some of the weird, crazy stories.
Yep, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's very interesting that so many of them are alcoholics or have problems with drinking or really enjoy getting inebriated, and at the same time they're out arresting people who choose to alter their states of consciousness in other ways. So it's obviously not about altering one's state of consciousness. It's about that all them drugs are illegal, so they must be bad. Even though alcohol is...
Cops bust a lot of drunks, too. I mean, they'll pick people up for walking down the sidewalk drunk as well.
Yeah, that's true. But not likely if it's one of their buddies.
No, not very likely at all.
Then they get the, what do they call it? Professional courtesy? Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Scott is in Massachusetts. He's on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, hello, Ian, Mark, and Nick. How are you?
What's on your mind, Scott?
You're familiar with the term populism, aren't you? Populist.
Yeah, I mean, sure. The idea that democracy, that whatever the people want is the right thing.
Well, I hate democracy, what it's become. I hate capitalism, what it's become. A greedy, horrible, where people can't pay their mortgages, can't pay their bills. I'm talking about a battle between agrarianism, populism, if you will, and Wall Street and capitalism. And my heroes are... people like...
You already went through your list of heroes.
I understand, but wait, I'm not... But there's another segment of what I wanted to say.
Right, we can talk about what you want to talk about. I don't care who your heroes are. Hang on, 800-259-9231. Last time you just rattled off a whole bunch of names, and that doesn't mean anything. 800-259-9231, but whatever his battle is, let's get into that and see exactly what it is he's trying to say here in moments. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. If you choose, you may dial in at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Our brand new website, redesigned from the ground up, FTL 2.0. Far more interactive than it has ever been. Far more community-oriented. You get to control the content that is on the website. It basically allows you to go and submit potential stories that we might use on the radio, or at the very least stories that you think are cool and that other liberty-minded people might want to see. And then people, the other users of the website, can either vote up your story or they can vote it down if they don't like it. And as a result of who votes on what, there's different stuff will pop up on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And I just think it's absolutely fantastic. And people have been asking, well, are you guys going to use the most popular stories for your show? Maybe is the answer. I don't want to nail myself to saying, yes, every night we will use the most popular story on the website. That just won't make – it just doesn't make sense. If you have something you really want to get out, call in about it. That's what this show is focused on primarily, is allowing you to call in about anything you want. But
that being said, that's where I'm doing my show prep these days.
Yeah, will we use our website as a show prep resource? Yes. Will the more popular stories be more likely to get on the air? Of course. They're more likely to be seen by us. So there you have it, freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you great prices on gold and silver. I mean, you're probably looking at gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, or a barter currency in case things go really badly. And now you can get some of the best rates on the internet. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. Check out the Montana Silver Reserve there, the Lakota Nation Silver Round, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, pretty much anything that you could want for gold and silver. gold.freetalklive.com. And if you are looking to, like, you'd like to do it, but you just don't have the money right now, we have a layaway plan with Midas Resources, and you put a little bit towards, say, 20 coins, 25 coins, because pretty much the shipping's the same on one as it is for 25. And call this number, 877-857-9938. And tell them you want to put a, you know, whatever on layaway. Go look at the coins at gold.freetalklive.com. Pick the one that you like. Get 25 of them. Put them on layaway and pay them off weekly or biweekly. 877-857-9938.
1-800-259-9231 is our number. Let's continue with your phone call. Scott's on the line with us in Massachusetts. And Scott, you were saying something about populism, and we ran out of time in the last segment, so go ahead and get to what you're going to say.
What I'd like to say, gentlemen, is that there's a battle being waged now, whether you want to believe it or not, between a super government that we have now, and the super government is made composed of Wall Street, the greedy bankers on Wall Street, and also the Federal Reserve on one hand, pitted against the folks on Main Street and the farmers. And there's going to be a populism. There has to be a battle, an agrarian battle between the farmer labor on one end, and factory workers on one end, and Wall Street, and the Federal Reserve, which I will call our Zionist.
When you say there's going to be a battle, what do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is evil bankers on Wall Street against the common folks and farmers on another, and it all centers around the
are you talking about violence? Are you talking about an actual battle? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about an actual overthrow of the U.S. government. That is not, wait, you could laugh all you want. Why do you laugh?
How do you think
this government, there's been governments throughout history, gentlemen, that have been overthrown by the masses.
And okay, the American, by what means?
By what means?
Yeah.
We all know the government has weapons and everything, but the people elected these into office.
Mm-hmm.
All of these legislatures that we have are beholden to Jewish interests to a tremendous extent.
Well, you made it through
and
about a minute without bringing up
you're always
the
saying
Jews.
to read things, and I urge all of your listeners, if they want to get enlightened, and if they want to know...
Is it possible in your mind that Jewish people could actually be farmers and factory workers?
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not. They are the enslavers. They control
Ludicrous.
The banks. They control
Do you understand how absurd you sound?
Well, let me tell you something. If you don't believe me, then you need to get educated. You need to have all of your listeners read the protocols
no.
of the learned elders
no.
of Zion,
it's a
and this will
garbage.
Open up your eyes.
I will not have my listeners read propaganda.
That's not propaganda. That is fact. Henry Ford even said that they were authentic. And he published Mr. Ford. He knew.
You
he knew
are
the
so absurd.
Henry Ford was a rabid anti-Semite.
Let me ask you a question. Do you or do you not believe that Goldman Sachs wields tremendous power on Wall Street? And do you do not believe that our Zionist-occupied government, working with Goldman Sachs and the Federal Reserve, has enslaved the people on Main Street and the farmers in this country?
That's I think that the federal government has enslaved people.
There's going to be an agrarian battle in this country. Let me break it down.
Raise the pitchforks. Take over the state house.
This rhetoric would have been might have been in better place in 1910 rather than 2010.
Let me tell you Monsanto is going to rise up?
You could laugh all you want.
Here's the breakdown of what's going on.
Zionist Jews caused 9/11, Iraq, Afghanistan, terrorism.
That's it. Thanks for the call.
I guess the Jews did everything bad that ever happened in the world.
Right, and Jews could never possibly be farmers or factory workers, according to Scott. I mean, what else do you need to... That was the only question I had to ask to prove how ludicrous he is. 800-259-9231. Just lump everybody into a group. They must all be the same. All Jewish people are the same. All Cubans are the same, too, right? All Mexicans, they're all the same
people. All Americans, for that matter.
All Americans, all the same culture, yeah, sure. What kind of think? I mean, it's just such surface-level thinking. There's not even any real thinking going on there. It's just he heard something about Jews being bad from Daddy, and he spent his whole life trying to justify that belief system.
I don't know about his family situation, but I
believe
know that
he has told us on the air before that his dad also had the same bigotry.
Now, I know Scott made it onto Glenn Beck recently, and I've heard him on...
He made it on the air?
Yeah.
For how long?
I don't know. I didn't get that, but I he was on the air. And the Cindy Miller show? Is it
Cindy Miller?
I've got the name wrong. Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller
show.
He's hot.
He was on that one too. I think he stays home all day and calls radio shows. Just a guess.
Maybe he's on welfare.
I don't know.
In Massachusetts, it probably wouldn't be that hard to get on and stay on.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. But he brings up this term populism. Just real quick, populism is pretty much meaningless, isn't it?
Well, sort of. It has connotations in American political history.
I mean, I'm looking here, grassroots democracy, working class activism, egalitarianism.
The best, Wikipedia is offering a definition here that fits how I understand it from my study of U.S. history. And it's defined either as an ideology, a political philosophy, or a mere type of discourse. It is a type of political social thought which juxtaposes the people with the elites. So you have two groups of people. Populism tends to talk about the idea of having the common people, the factory worker, the farmer, pitted against moneyed interests and the government and that kind of thing.
Still, I understand, but it doesn't actually stand for anything. Sort of like so many movements, it doesn't really stand for anything. It's just whoever it is calling themselves a populist wants to say populism is, right?
Pretty much.
All right, toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web, at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days on StartPage and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to StartPage and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. They include archives right there on the front page of the website. You just click and download, going back for an entire year, as a matter of fact. All free for you at freetalklive.com. And I want to tell you about a great place for you to go and get knobs and pulls, internobs.com.
Yeah, internobs.com. We got my wife and I got our knobs and pulls from internobs.com. And if you're looking to spruce up the bathroom or the kitchen, this is a great place to go get them. The prices are significantly lower. It's a wholesale website. So, you know, look at them at the big box stores or the specialty stores. But before you buy, go to internobs.com. You'll find them there. They'll be significantly cheaper. And if you use code FTL, you'll save 11% additionally off of the already low price. They also have a closeout section that's 50 to 80% off of the basically, you know, clearance prices. And you can get the 11% off that, too. It's internobs.com, code FTL.
Toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231. We go to the amp lines where Ted is on the line from the woods. Ted.
Hey there.
You're on the air.
This is Ted Benjamin.
Hey there, Ted. What's on your mind tonight?
Man, I want to talk about last night. You talking about the Avatar movie?
That's right.
You said something about people watching it and getting confused.
They're getting sad. Some people are very sad. They have sad lives, and so they use Avatar as an excuse to, consider suicide because they wanted to be part of the Na'vi, the race of alien creatures.
Blue people.
The blue people in the movie, yeah.
Man, well, I got a little confused when I watched that movie, but that was mainly because of that hot Sigourney Weaver with a tail.
They did something special with her thighs that they didn't do with the rest of the blue critters, and I noticed that the whole movie, too.
Oh, I noticed that, too, my friend. Oh, yeah.
Sigourney was looking good, I must say, as the Avatar. I mean, they essentially they set her age a good 30 years younger than she actually is.
She looks a lot better as the Avatar, yeah, that's for sure.
No, I didn't know that it was possible to make Sigourney Weaver look any damn better, and they sure as hell did it.
They sure did, Tex. I mean, Ted.
No, it's Ted.
Yeah, Ted, I got it. So what's what else, man? Right, what else do you want to say?
What else? Okay, Mark, last night he offered me to come live in his backyard, and I'm there, man. I'll be there next week, brother.
What do you charge for that, Mark?
I have no idea. There's
you got a big backyard.
There's a, I'm talking about the property behind my property, and it's a big giant.
Well, how can you charge somebody?
I'm not gonna.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can go live there. It'll be fun.
I don't know if the gravel pit
right owners. Right on, man. I like free.
Free is for me.
A lot.
Ted, anything else you got? It was a good call.
No, y'all have a good show.
Yeah, it was a good call, Ted. Thank you for it. I like the comment about the tail. That was funny. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you know what? Since we're here, actually tonight, all three of the hosts have seen Avatar. Last night we had Guard on the show. He has not yet seen it. But nonetheless, we did talk about the issue of these folks being these sad, sad, pathetic people whose lives they believe are so awful. And the world that they live in is so terrible that they want to escape into Avatar and you know, commit suicide. It was just pathetic. But there's more.
Are there actually people killing themselves over that?
No, there are people posting on message boards around the internet about how bummed out they are about their crappy life after they saw what their lives could be on Pandora, which is the planet that Avatar takes place on. For those that haven't seen the film, we're not going to spoil anything here to tell you that pretty much what you see in the trailer, and that is that essentially a group of natives on this planet Pandora are being threatened by the human aliens that come in, and they want to take the mineral deposits that are underneath the natives' property. And that's where the conflict in the film comes in. And it's actually the movie's about the transition. I love Stefan. By the way, Stefan Molyneux did a fantastic review of Avatar on his YouTube channel. And I highly recommend it. He talks about how really what the movie to him was about, besides the whole property rights issue, was about the transition of a marine, you know, this hardcore, badass kind of character to somebody who can empathize with the plight of these the native people. And really that was kind of the character arc that that the main character goes through during the film. Because in the beginning he starts out as, you know, somebody who's working for the military complex to get on the inside. And by the end, well, that changes quite a bit. So, there's more Avatar news here. We'll get to it in a moment. John is in New Jersey right now. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John in New Jersey. Going once. John is gone. Looks like John is gone. 800-259-9231. So here's the news. Speaking of Marines, according to CBS in Chicago, it's a Titanic battle, and it's the 3D. It's in the 3D of reality, a Chicago alderman versus Avatar. 11th Ward A. James Balser believes the new blockbuster movie is anti-military and anti-American.
You think?
Balser is a decorated Marine veteran of the Vietnam War, and now he's going into battle against the film that may turn out to be the biggest moneymaker of all time. He hates the film's message, and he's not alone. In the movie, an army of mercenaries led by a villainous Marine invades the idyllic planet of Pandora and goes after the peaceful blue creatures who live there over deposits of a precious mineral. Balser says the film makes Marines look like lunatics. In reality, he said, we are a good, generous country that helps people.
Well
that's a true statement. I mean, generally, the Americans are very generous and helpful, but the Marines don't help people.
And to be fair, he misses the point in the movie that it's not the military that's doing the fighting for this company. These are mercenaries, and they say, you know, you find out pretty
military.
Quickly that they're, most of them are former military, but you don't have to be a genius to figure out that it's sort of supposed to be analogous to Blackwater or one of these companies that the U.S. government is using currently in Iraq.
I just got, I do think that Marines attempt to help people with Toys for Tots and things like that, but I think that their job is to kill people, and when it's your job to kill people, that you tend to get it's going to draw a sort of person that wants to kill people. And
most people I know who signed up for the Marines didn't have a problem with the idea of shooting somebody.
You
don't sign up for the Marines if you have a problem with the idea of shooting somebody,
right.
Because that's your job.
Balser's not the only critic blasting Avatar for its point of view. There's also conservative activist Tom Roser. Roser said, this is the only time I ever sat in the theater where people were cheering the forest and the blue people, attacking ex-Marines. Asked if the film is anti-American, anti-military, Balser said, well, they never mentioned America, but when you have the eagle, globe, and anchor, the Marine Corps emblem, it has to be America. And indeed, there were some definite snipes at American foreign policy in the film. They mentioned the term shock and awe directly in the movie. So clearly there's some analogies being drawn between the assault on the natives of this planet and what's happening with the American military here.
And the thing about it is, in the movie, these ex-Marines, ex-military people, they were the aggressors.
Yes.
They were, you know... If you have aggressors who are killing innocent people, I don't care whether they're U.S. Marines or not. If you're invading somebody else's home to take what they have and you're killing them, then you should probably be rooting for the natives who are trying to protect what's theirs. It, just because you have a particular flag flying over your head doesn't mean you know you're fighting on the side of God or on the side of what's right.
But that's what these people believe.
That's
you're absolutely
believe.
Right. That's
if you're a U.S. Marine, then regardless of who we're told to kill, we're going to kill them, and you better be rooting for us because we're the U.S. Marine Corps.
Right, but, and I think that that's misplaced loyalties. I would hope that Americans look at the situation and decide who's right and who's wrong and you know what is proper and don't just root for the military because the government told them to go over there and kill.
The film critic for the Right Wing Weekly Standard calls the film blitheringly stupid and among the dumbest movies I've ever seen. Others have attacked it for its super environmentalism and what is perceived as an anti-Christian slant.
Anti-Christian.
So I guess it's anti-Christian because they believe everything's connected.
There's a false god involved. There's
Gaia, god. Mother Earth god, basically.
They have different religious beliefs.
Yeah.
It's not a Christian.
So it must be anti-Christian.
So it's anti-Christian.
Right.
Well, but if Jesus didn't go over there and die on a cross for their sins, why would they be Christians? I mean, were they supposed to have heard about it from Earth?
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can comment on Avatar or whatever's on your mind. In these remaining moments, coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Thousands of categories, free super saver shipping on a whole lot of the brand new items there. You can even buy used if you need to. amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue, I believe John is back with us in New Jersey. We're going to try him again. John, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's about your last caller, the anti-Semite kind of guy.
Oh, I thought you meant Ted in the Woods. Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, you know, he had a viewpoint, and now your show's called Free Talk Live.
That's right.
This, you were laughing at him and mocking at him, and you wouldn't let him talk.
Oh, you know? we've talked to Scott so many times. He calls almost every single night. So he's had plenty of time to talk on this program. In fact, we actually held Scott through a break and had a conversation with him. And he did have time to talk. He got out some ludicrous points about how he thinks the Jews are controlling the world and all Jews are evil. And that we asked him the question about, does he believe that Jews can be factory workers? And he said no. So there was some conversation there. And yes, then we laughed him off the air because he's absolutely absurd.
But that's not free talk, though.
It's, you know, oh, yes, it is. You're free to call in and bring up anything that you want to. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get any certain amount of airtime on this program.
But you're censoring him with your laughter and mocking. He's not getting his viewpoint out. He is being...
Did you not understand what his viewpoint was?
I did, but I didn't.
Well, then he got it out, didn't he? He managed to spew a bunch of hate onto the airwaves, and we allowed it to happen. And we laughed at him and made fun of him because that's what he deserves.
How long do you think a show that, like what you're talking about, where people could get on and grandstand and say whatever they wanted without any kind of check or balance for as long as they wanted, how many stations do you think that show would get on and how long do you think it would last?
I probably not too long. I have to agree with you there. But
okay.
Still, free speech is free speech.
How is it? No. Well, I think you're a little confused about something. Free speech is guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Now, the Constitution of the United States is a document that the government is supposed to follow. It's a document of rules setting up the boundaries, if you will, which, of course, they ignore completely. But in theory, setting up the boundaries for the government. It doesn't set up boundaries on private individuals and private property. And this is a radio show. This is private property. It's my show. And I get to set the rules. And I've set the rules to where it's called Free Talk Live. We let anybody call in about virtually anything. There are certain things we can't allow people to call and say simply because we have 60-plus radio affiliates, and if we let somebody, you know, drop the F-bomb over the airwaves, there's a chance we'll have, you know, less than 60 the next day. So we have a dump machine installed here. We didn't use the dump machine on Scott's call. We asked him questions. He was allowed to talk about what he wanted to talk about. It seems to be your complaint is that he wasn't allowed to talk for as long as you thought he might have should have been allowed to talk.
Well, and yeah, no, I mean, his viewpoints were not what they he didn't get everything out that he wanted to get
You'll
out.
You'll never get everything out that you want to get out on talk radio, because usually there are other people that want to say something and there are other things to talk about. And as Mark asked you, if we just allowed everybody to call in and get everything out that they wanted to get out, why would we even be here? It wouldn't be a conversation then, would it?
But yeah, it wasn't a conversation. He was laughed at and mocked.
It was a conversation. We asked him questions. He answered the questions.
He was laughed at toward the end of his call. Yeah. We had a conversation prior to that.
People get mocked in conversations.
I mean, really, you have to, it's Free Talk Live, which means that they're free to talk, and we're free to talk. It doesn't mean you get to Free Talk Live. We get to talk, too.
Have we been having a conversation here, by the way, John, you and I?
Well, why don't you call it Free Laugh Live?
Are we laughing at you, John? Have we laughed at the other callers tonight?
Any minute now.
I laughed at Ted when he called from the woods because he made a joke. That was funny. That was worth laughing at. Scott is a bigot, and he's despicable, and he will be laughed at because people like that deserve that, sir. Don't you agree?
No, I don't.
So would you describe yourself as a bigot? Is that why you're so upset about that?
No, but I want some pleasant opinion to express it.
Okay.
Well, I think here's the way you find out people's opinions, though. You have to ferret out someone's opinion by asking questions. So is it okay that we ask questions, or is it not okay that we laugh? I mean, where did we go off the rails here, man?
When you started laughing at him and not letting him talk and mocking him.
It wouldn't be talk radio if there wasn't some kind of a debate going on, and...
Well, there's not always a debate going on, but
generally there is. I mean, it's Free Talk Live because there are issues to be discussed. If you have a radio show where people call in and you don't disagree with them, then you're not really doing a show. You're just letting people talk to you about whatever.
Well, no, he's saying you just can't laugh. So we can disagree, but we can't laugh if we think something's absurd.
I'm saying you shouldn't laugh.
Oh, well, I can tell you, I'm a human being, and if I find something amusing to me, like the absurdity of grouping all people, grouping all of people into groups, as Scott does, and the ludicrousness of his claim that Jewish people couldn't possibly be lowly factory workers, that's absurd to me, and I'm going to laugh at it, and I'm not going to hold back because somebody like you thinks it's wrong.
This is probably the only, show where a call like Scott's would be, number one, not screened out in the first place, and number two, allowed to go on not only during one segment but held over into a commercial break so he could make his point. Because he's called in so many times, it's understood what his viewpoint is, and no one else would allow that to be heard at all. On Free Talk Live, he can call in tomorrow night, and he probably will, and the next night, and he probably will. So even if he gets laughed at and shut down, apparently Scott doesn't mind because he keeps calling back, and he has been for months.
Well, good for him. Because he's not going to, he wants his viewpoint out there, and that's the point.
John, now, if I made some ludicrous statement while we're talking, like, for instance, all people from New Jersey are mindless Nimrods, or something like that, what if I made some stupid statement like that? Would it be okay if you laughed at me? Note, by the way, my co-hosts laughed at when I said that.
You're judging his opinion, and it may not be wrong. It may be,
that didn't answer the question.
That's not the answer to the question. That's the answer to the question, should I laugh at him? The question I asked you is, if I make some stupid statement like that, is it okay for you to laugh at me?
I wouldn't necessarily laugh at you. I may laugh, but it wouldn't be at you.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out whether it goes one way or the other here, whether I'm the only one that has to be, you know, nice to bigots, or whether the callers have to be nice to me, in which case I want to know how you're going to enforce this rule when callers aren't nice to me and don't laugh and laugh at me when I make ludicrous statements.
Well, now you're judging him by calling him a bigot.
fight.
Oh, he's a bigot. He's a racist. He'll admit that he's a racist.
If you say that all Jews, da-da-da-da-da-da, you're a bigot. All black people do this and all, you know, Mexicans do that. You're a bigot. That's the definition.
He'll admit being a racist. He's admitted it before. Is this your first time listening, John?
No, I listen to your guys all the time.
And then, so you must have heard him before, right?
I am not sure. I may have, I may not have.
When you say all the time, what does that mean?
Well, three or four nights a week.
Okay.
All right. I can hardly imagine that you haven't heard from heard Scott the Bigot.
I suppose it's a possibility that he happened to listen at the right times. Do you listen to the full show 3 or 4 nights a week, or just portions?
Pretty much the full show.
Okay. Well, maybe you just haven't been paying close enough attention. He's been one of the more prolific, chronic callers in recent days.
Well, and he has a right to do that, doesn't he?
He has a right to because I allow that. He doesn't have a right to do anything on this show beyond the rules that we set for this program. Do you understand that? There's no free speech here. It's just an illusion. Does that make sense to you?
So your whole show is an illusion? Now you're admitting something totally other.
The show's a reality. That's why we're talking.
The show's real. We're here having a conversation.
It's called Free Talk Live. That's the shtick, because you can call in about anything you want to call about.
Pretty much.
And we'll talk to you about whatever that is, even if it is that Jews control the world or something like that.
Or
they're all evil, and none of them are farmers. We'll talk to you about that if that's what you want to talk about. But the idea that you can stand there... Are you hitting a bong?
That's not a cell phone noise. What that is.
The idea that you can call in about anything and then just say whatever you want for as long as you want and give a seminar to our callers, listeners, excuse me, is just not going to happen.
So, yeah, thank you for the call tonight, John. Appreciate hearing from you. And when I say it's an illusion, it's that, well, we call it Free Talk Live because it's as darn close to free talk on the radio that you can get. As you're pointing out, Nick, you can't get through with most topics on most talk shows out there.
No, and once you bring up a topic like that, virtually everywhere, you're going to be shut down pretty quickly. And you'll be treated much more harshly than that. And point of fact, you wouldn't have to take radio calls on this radio show if you didn't want to. You wouldn't have to take any. But that's the point of the show.
It's true. Exactly. And we are out of time. So now we don't have any more free talk because we've only got about 15 more seconds in which to do it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.